46 Clark Street, the William Vernon House. This house is one of the most important in Newport and is connected to many integral stories of not only the history of the city, but the broader history of America. The earliest record of the house dates to 1708, when it was owned by William Gibbs and his wife, Elizabeth Robbins. Gibbs was a sea captain and a painter. Within the home's great room are a series of chinoiserie panels that were likely painted by Gibbs. They had long been covered up until they were discovered in 1937. The imagery on the panels appears similar to other depictions of the Chinese underworld. They are extremely unique, and so far, no similar work has been found elsewhere in America. In 1759, Metcalf Bowler came into ownership of the home. Bowler was long thought to be a patriot. He was a Rhode Island Supreme Court justice and a signatory of Rhode Island's Declaration of Independence. However, in 1920, it came to light that during the war, Bowler had acted as a paid informant for the British. When the Revolution started, the home was owned by William Vernon, another Newport civic leader and merchant. Vernon was forced to flee to Boston during the British occupation, where he served as president of the Eastern Naval Board. Cato Vernon, who had been enslaved by William, joined the 1st Rhode Island Regiment in 1778, which meant that he was manumitted and was absolutely free from enslavement through his military service. He served for 5 years and was granted a badge of distinction for bravery, fidelity, and good conduct. On July 11, 1780, the French fleet arrived in Newport. The commander-in-chief of the French forces, the Comte de Rochambeau, used the house as his residence and the headquarters of the French forces until the summer of 1781. On March 6, 1781, General George Washington slept here, according to descriptions of the ball held in his honor. In 2009, Vernon House was donated to the Newport Restoration Foundation. Today, it is not a house museum, but a place for expansive storytelling, community engagement, and preservation trade skill building. Beginning June 26th, the house is open to the public free of charge, Fridays through Sundays. We invite you to come inside.